You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday, the 17th of February, 2021, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, we finally have the attack piece from The Sun, which is attacking Patriotic Alternative and Mark Collette, particularly. And it's basically going over similar ground to the attack piece in The Guardian, which preempted the Sun article. And this comes over a background of something rather concerning. And I'm just going to quote from the Guardian article here first. At least 17 children, some as young as 14, have been arrested on terrorism charges over the past 18 months. A new neo-Nazi group led by a 15-year-old from Derby emerged last year. Its entire membership consisted of children. The group discussed attacking migrants in Dover and how to acquire and modify weapons. Last week's 14-year-old, accused of terrorism, was described as socially isolated, emotionally undeveloped, and had endured a dreadful childhood that left him estranged from his parents. Now, this is really concerning, isn't it? The government are trying to find people who are susceptible to, quote-unquote, far-right terrorism. And so far, all they have found is children and autistic people. So, obviously, we've got some issue that is happening here with these children to put them on this path. And we're told that last week's 14-year-old was socially isolated, emotionally undeveloped, and had endured a dreadful childhood. So clearly what we need to work on is preventing young white males from feeling socially isolated. We need to help them to develop their emotions. If they're having a bad childhood and they're estranged from their parents, then we need to provide them with some positive role models to get them to try and be the best people they can be, rather than blaming other people in society for problems and not actually working on improving themselves. So the way that we would do this, I would suggest, is by reaching out to these youngsters. And that is positive ethnocentrism. This is what I was talking about yesterday as positive nationalism. Positive nationalism or positive ethnocentrism means being charitable to your own people, being good to your own people. Negative ethnocentrism means being harsh to the other peoples. And obviously, I've said in the past, what we need to be doing is being positive to our own people and indifferent to the outsiders. Now, what we could be is harsh to outsiders. So long as we're not being hostile to them, we could be harsh to them. Now, when I say be indifferent to them, what I'm meaning there is don't be violent towards them. But so long as you're not being violent towards them or hostile towards them, then you could say that treating them harshly might be refusing to use the Indian curry house or refusing to use the Pakistani taxi driver. That could be conceived as treating them harshly. Because in order to win the competition for group selection, the group that is the most charitable to its own and the most harsh to outsiders will win that competition. So that's what we need to be looking at. And Patriotic Alternative concentrates on the positive ethnocentrism part, which means reaching out to our own people, being charitable to them, organising baking competitions, organising hikes, organising camping trips, community building, basically. That is positive ethnocentrism, is community building. Now, if these young whites had a community that they could join, a community that was set up specifically for them, that told them that they did have a future, they did have a hope, there are other people that understand what they are going through, and that can point out to them that violence is not a path that we should be going along, then that would prevent these youngsters from getting involved in terrorism. And instead of there being 17 youngsters arrested on terrorism charges, there would be no youngsters arrested on terrorism charges. So Patriotic Alternative are actually properly tackling this problem. But instead of reporting it like that, The Sun are attacking Patriotic Alternative as if they somehow are a part of the problem. They say video games are a great way to connect with people during lockdown, and the far right knows it. With gaming enjoying a huge boost thanks to the pandemic, prominent British neo-Nazi Mark Collette is pushing his hate group on Call of Duty, which could be being used as a tool to recruit young people, according to an extremism expert. So what we have there, we have two insults there. I mean, calling somebody a neo-Nazi is not a, it's not a description of them, it's an insult, it's an ad hominem. Calling Patriotic Alternative a group which promotes positive ethnocentrism a hate group when it is based around love for your own people, again, is just an insult. And they say here that it's being used as a tool to recruit young people. No, it's not. It's being used as a way to provide a community for young people, a community for young whites, to prevent them from going off the rails and joining these extremist chat rooms where they all try to outdo one another, saying the most silly, extremist, violent thing. And I dare say that they're also being egged on in doing that by intelligence operatives in these chat rooms. Older nationalists will be well aware that if you see somebody that is encouraging illegal acts in a chat room, that it may well be an intelligence operative. But if you're 13, 14, 15 years of age, you're not going to know that, are you? Which is why these teenagers, these children, are the only ones that get entrapped in this search for terrorists, far-right terrorists, because there's no such thing as far-right terrorists. What we have is we have some unbalanced individuals, and very, very rarely you might get one that isn't unbalanced, but it's extremely rare. Most of the time they are unbalanced, particularly if you look at the British ones. If you look at the guy that killed the Labour MP, Thomas Mayer, he had depression. His house had just been taken off him. His house was being handed over to Syrian refugees, the house that he'd been brought up in by his grandparents, by his parents. And we still haven't heard his explanation of why he did what he did. We were just told that he was so-called far-right. There was no trace of him being involved with any far-right groups online or anything like that. The guy with learning difficulties from Wales that ran the Muslim over outside the mosque in London, he had learning difficulties. He wasn't quite all there, basically. He had a long list of problems with the police. And as they say here, this young lad here, the 14-year-old, he was emotionally undeveloped and socially isolated. He's probably depressed. I mean, he's susceptible to these sort of things. I don't believe there is an overarching far-right network that is encouraging violent acts. What we have is we have youngsters that are trying to outdo one another and be the most extreme. And Patriotic Alternative has a very strict policy on things like that. No racial slurs, no support for violence, no support for prescribed networks. And the people that are involved in Patriotic Alternative all strive to set the very best example that they possibly can. I'm quite proud to be involved with Patriotic Alternative because of that. And if you have streams like this one, Call of Duty Warzone, there's nothing political in that. Nothing political is going to be discussed in that. That is just a way of encouraging a sense of community amongst white people and saying, look, all whites are related. All whites are part of an extended kinship group, part of your extended family. And it's great to get together with other whites and know that they find the same things funny that you do. They find the same things upsetting as you do. I mean, we all like to spend time with our families, don't we? And it's the same thing when you spend time with your extended kinship group. So this is a very positive thing that Patriotic Alternative are doing here, which is designed to prevent youngsters getting involved in these extremist chat room groups. And papers like The Sun and The Guardian wish to shut it down straight away. And what they're actually doing is they're showing an example of negative ethnocentrism from these other groups. This is the point here. These other groups that are also in this competition for group selection, they also understand that they need to be charitable to their own and they need to be harsh to people from the outside group. And what white people don't understand is we are seen as part of this outside group by these other groups. And they have a lot of influence in the newspapers. So what we're actually seeing here with these attacks on Patriotic Alternative is negative ethnocentrism from these outsider groups that is being channeled through people within our own white group, because they've been so brainwashed that they are now actually working for these other groups rather than working for the benefit of their own group. I hope that wasn't too confusing there for you to understand. And what they next have in this article, they have a picture of Mark from 2 decades ago. And they keep doing this. And of course, there is also a picture of Mark with his ex-girlfriend from years ago because she has a swastika tattoo. And they really are desperate to just try and smear Mark and smear Patriotic Alternative in any way that they can. And as I say, that is an example of negative ethnocentrism that is coming from these other groups in society that we are in competition with. They continue. The far-right group, which Colette founded after previously running the Youth BNP, pushes racist conspiracy theories and anti-lockdown sentiment to attract new members. Well, what they call racist conspiracy theories, we call facts. Facts and statistics about immigration and about demography. It is a fact that within 40 years, the indigenous British people will be a minority within their own country if current demographic trends continue. We are already a minority in the primary schools. I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. And the reason why this is put on leaflets and it is put out there is to let people know what's going on. Is to let people know what is going on in society, because that sort of thing will also be printed in the newspapers, but they'll be cheering it on and saying what a wonderful thing it is. So we need to reach out to our people and say, look, we have got problems that are coming down the line. And you are not alone in thinking that we have problems coming down the line. And we do have this group, Patriotic Alternative, which has been formed to advocate for your interests. And if you would like to join us and join our community, you are welcome to. And also, it's in the best benefit of non-whites to not become the majority within this country. It's white people that come up with all the innovation. It's whites that excel and exceed in things. And we can see what happens when you have countries that are majority non-white and see the state that they end up in just by looking at South Africa. The blacks in South Africa are far worse off than the blacks in Britain are, where blacks are a minority in Britain, but they are the majority in South Africa. So it's not as if this information is being put out there to upset non-whites or upset blacks. I mean, we would like these other peoples to understand the situation that we are in, the same as we would understand the situation that they're in if they were becoming a minority in their own country. Continuing here, Colette, who has been banned from several social media platforms, and incidentally, he hasn't been banned for breaking the law at all, he's been banned for being too popular. He featured in a 2002 documentary called Young, Nazi and Proud, expressing admiration for Hitler, and calls AIDS a friendly disease because blacks, drug users and gays have it. And of course, that's 20 years ago when Mark was a teenager, and making jokes like that were quite common. That it was quite a common joke at the time. We've become a lot more politically correct since then, so obviously it might seem shocking now, but you wouldn't see that on the television now, but you did 20 years ago because it was quite a sort of common joke that people were making. And Mark's supposed expressed admiration for Hitler was pointing out that Germany in the 1930s was a much better place to live than, I believe he said, Bolton in the 1990s. And what he was meaning by that was all the crime that we now have. And of course, there wasn't any crime in the 1930s in Germany. There wasn't any crime in Britain in the 1930s either, because Britain was an ethno-state back then, just the same as Germany was. They say anti-racism advocacy group Hope Not Hate described Patriotic Alternative as a fascist, anti-Semitic, white nationalist organisation. So again, they're saying, well, Hope Not Hate called Patriotic Alternative nasty names as well. Notice that they haven't actually come out with any information to counter what Patriotic Alternative are saying. They just come out with ad hominem attacks on them. They say Patriotic Alternative sells itself as a respectable community building and activist group. And that is exactly what they are. Community building. That is positive ethnocentrism. It is doing that which prevents youngsters from becoming terrorists. They say, but some of those tuning into its Call of Duty tournaments appear to think they're in a safe place to express reprehensible ideas. And then they complain about some of the comments that the commenters have made. I don't think there were any racial slurs there. It's just people pointing things out and making jokes. And that's not what the people on the stream were saying, though, was it? That was just people in the comment sections. And you will notice that most of the newspapers now don't even have a comment section. They just banned all the comment sections. So there's a reason why they did that. Probably to get rid of comments that they saw as offensive. So the fact that you've got people making comments that the Sun dislike on this stream, that's no different to any other stream or any other newspaper or anything else on the internet. They say, while it's not clear how old the players in the tournaments are or the thousands of viewers who have watched Colette's live stream, some were anxious for the game to start because they had bedtime. One even complained they had to leave early because they had school in the morning. And again, well, this is a good thing, surely, because these are the very people that you don't want to go joining groups like Four Krieg Division or Sonnenkrieg Division or whatever the next chat room group they decide is going to be extremist terrorist. These are precisely the sort of people you don't want to join those chat rooms. You want them to hear about this and to join up with these Patriotic Alternative live gaming streams, because there they will meet people who will mock them and ridicule them if they come up with any violent ideas. They will be shamed if they suggest violence. And that's the way that you prevent these kids from going down that path, isn't it? I mean, this is the way to prevent this terrorism. And yet what the Sun wants to do is try to draw links between the terrorism and PA. They say these gaming tournaments come at an extremely worrying time for the far-right's appeal to British youngsters. A 16-year-old from Cornwall has just been sentenced to a 24-month youth rehabilitation order after he was found to be the head of a British cell of the neo-Nazi Four Krieg Division run from his grandma's house. There is no suggestion he was linked to or influenced by Patriotic Alternative or Colette. Well, why bring it up then? Why do they bring it up? If they're going to bring it up, they should be pointing out that PA is specifically trying to prevent youngsters from doing things like that. But they're not. They bring it up because they want to draw connections between it. They say he was just 14 when he was arrested and had committed his very first terror offence aged 13, making him the youngest terrorist in British history. The boy, who cannot be named for legal reasons, downloaded manuals on how to make napalm, bombs and even AK-47 assault rifles using easily available parts. And I wonder just how many people on the left have downloaded this sort of stuff and whether they've ever bothered to read it. I mean, it just takes a second to download something online. And I dare say that all these manuals are legal. I mean, you could probably find a manual online on how to make thermonuclear fission. I mean, you can get any information you want online. Whether people actually read it or whether they're going to use it is a different matter. He had also recruited autistic 17-year-old Paul Dunleavy into the group, who was jailed for more than 5 years in 2020 for plotting a terrorist attack. And then they have a picture of a school book, a school notebook, and I'm guessing this is belonging to Paul Dunleavy, and it says these are the policies. Anti-Islam, eradicate black foreign gang activity, show the world that England lives, return the fighting spirit to England, spread white pride, arm the British public, promote self-sufficiency in crime prevention. Now, what this shows is this is somebody that is concerned about what is going on. It says anti-Islam, so they must be concerned about some of the negative things that are associated with Islam, such as terrorism or grooming gangs. It says he wants to eradicate black foreign gang activity. So that's criminality. So he's anti-criminality. He wants to show the world that England lives, so he's patriotic. He wants to return the fighting spirit to England. I guess that could come under patriotic as well. Spread white pride. He doesn't want people to feel guilty for being white. Arm the British public. Well, he probably got that from America. Americans particularly ridicule the British for not being armed, and up until we had a multicultural country, the fact we were not armed served us very well, I think. We didn't have any need to defend ourselves from anybody. We had a very peaceful country. And then he says, promote self-sufficiency in crime prevention. So he's obviously concerned about the crime rate that we have in Britain. And sadly, we are told, he went on to prepare for terrorist acts. And that is the real problem with this. What we have here is somebody who is obviously concerned about the country, but they went down the wrong path. And is this the way that these youngsters are thinking? Are they concerned about these things? Well, if they're concerned about these things, they want to join Patriotic Alternative, not these extremist chat rooms. So again, this really shows us that this is somebody who is probably quite a good lad, but he's just taken a wrong turn. He's done the wrong thing. He's fallen in with the wrong crowd. So we need to prevent these kids from doing that. And that's what PA are doing. They say his conviction came in the same month as that of 18-year-old neo-Nazi Harry Vaughan, an A-plus grammar school student who avoided jail after admitting terror offences. So again, we have somebody else here who is very bright, who is obviously very concerned about what is going on. And because he hasn't managed to find anyone that is addressing his concerns, he has thought that violence is the solution. Again, it's PA that is the solution here to preventing these youngsters from getting involved in all of this. Last year, Home Office figures showed a huge jump in the number of under-18s referred to the government's counter-terrorism programme channel due to concerns they were involved with the far right. Some 682 children were referred for that reason in 17-18, compared with 131 in 14-15, more than a five-fold increase. Of those referred, 24 were kids under the age of 10. Under the age of 10. I guess that is teachers that have freaked out at something that some youngster has said. So, but obviously this is concerning. We've got children that are being referred to a counter-terrorism program. And what does the counter-terrorism program do? Well, if it's Muslims that have been referred to it, they have what they call moderate Muslims. They have liberal imams. They teach these kids that their literal understanding of the Quran is wrong, and it's Muslims that are doing this. Do we have any nationalists that are involved with Channel? Do we have any nationalists that are there that can say to these youngsters that are there, supposedly involved with the far right, to say, well, look, you need to get involved in positive ethnocentrism, in community building, and we have a positive community here for you, which sticks within the law, which doesn't support terrorism, and which will advocate for your interests. This is the way that you need to go. They don't have that at all. They just have somebody there saying, all nationalism is wrong. All nationalism is bad. And of course, these youngsters know that how can it be bad to love your own family? And that's all it is. But they will try to tell them that it's all about hating others. And they understand that that's not what it's all about. As a former neo-Nazi who now helps people escape far-right groups, Nigel Bromage knows all too well how young kids can be when they start being recruited by extremists. Nigel believes there's a very clear reason a group like Patriotic Alternative would be hosting Call of Duty tournaments. It's a really easy way to recruit young people, he says. If you have a common interest like baking or film clubs and gaming, then they'll have a common interest to talk about and get involved with. That's really about creating the sense of community and bringing people into the audience. Without that initial interest like gaming, they wouldn't get access to that sort of audience. It's really just a tool to bring people into the movement, but unfortunately, it's a really successful one. No, it's the reason for having the movement, is to build up the community. It's positive ethnocentrism. It's not that there is some cynical ulterior motive to creating a like-minded community. Is there? Nigel adds that 70% of the people he supports are recruited into the far right online, and he is concerned that lockdown is giving us more time than ever to come into contact with extreme propaganda. If I'm honest, from our point of view, we're more worried now than we've ever been, he says. It's not about numbers. You don't need large numbers to have an effect on people. Again, he's just talking about Patriotic Alternative here. The problem isn't Patriotic Alternative. The problem is these youngsters joining these extremist chat rooms. The solution is Patriotic Alternative telling these youngsters there is a community there, a positive community where you will have a good influence, where you will have good role models, get involved with them, and you won't end up being accused of being a terrorist or being charged with terrorism for downloading bomb-making manuals. Instead, you'll be downloading baking manuals and learning how to bake and taking part in baking competitions and learning about interesting books that you can read that are all about the great people that we have in our past. Or you can go on a camp with all these different generations of white people that are all nationalists and all positive and all care about you. I mean, it's all about positive ethnocentrism. Finally, they actually did reach out to Laura Towler and asked her for a comment. And she said, "Hope Not Hate are far-left anti-white activists. Therefore, their opinion on us should be disregarded by any decent person. Exit UK's statement is also tiresome. They are labelling decent, patriotic people as far-right." And that's what this is. It's just smear piece. It's just a way to attack Patriotic Alternative and try to draw links with them, with these terrorist groups, so that when parents see that their youngsters are interested in PA, they will freak out and think that it's terrorists. And really, they should think the opposite. They should think, well, that's good, because if they're interested in nationalism, I want them involved with a group that promotes positive nationalism and not negative nationalism. A YouTube spokesperson told The Sun, "YouTube has clear policies that outline what content is not acceptable to post, and we quickly remove videos violating these policies when flagged to us. They did not comment on whether Colette's channel would be taken down. It was still active at the time this article was published." Well, why should Mark Colette's channel be taken down? There's nothing political in the games that they were playing. It's community building. again, so you can really see here that this is negative ethnocentrism aimed at white people. This is negative ethnocentrism aimed at Patriotic Alternative to try and get Patriotic Alternative shut down. Because the groups that are doing this, they see us as their competition. And as whites, we need to be supporting our own side and not supporting these competing sides. I mean, it is so basic what is going on here. And positive ethnocentrism is such a good thing. It's incredible that these newspapers are actually managed to turn it around and pretend that it's something bad. But that's the reason why they are doing it. It's an example of negative ethnocentrism aimed at whites by these competing groups in society. And a lot of the time, it actually has white people involved in it. I mean, there are white people that are involved in Hope Not Hate, but what they're actually involved in is negative ethnocentrism aimed at their own group. That is what is so ridiculous about this. And that is what really needs turning around. We really need to get our people looking out for our own people again, instead of trying to advance our competitors' interests all the time. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.